Welcome to Radio New Bloom with Garrett D. and Brian Hugh. This week, we'll be talking to Jennifer Liu, who is one of the leaders of the movement for marriage equality in Taiwan and currently a research fellow at the Taiwan Tongzhi Hotline.
Well, hi, Jennifer. Thank you for being with us today. We're happy that you can make it. For those of our listeners who don't know who you are, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself for us?
Okay. Hello, everyone. I'm Jennifer. I have been working for LGBT movement in Taiwan for like, I think, over 12 years. And I am working in Taiwan Tongzhi Hotline Association at this moment. Tongzhi means LGBT Chinese pronunciation. And also I'm one of the leader of the marriage equality campaign in Taiwan right now.
So there's been a lot of media talk about the marriage equality campaign. There's been a lot of international attention on it as well. Yeah. Why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about the work that you do with the Tongzhi Hotline. What exactly does that involve?
I mean specific in marriage equality campaign?
Yeah, absolutely, since that's what's been mostly discussed lately.
Yes, because Hotline, we always call Hotline. Hotline is the biggest registered LGBT organization in Taiwan. So we have a really good relationship in the LGBT community. So I think right now the Hotline's rules in the marriage equality campaign is try to motivate our supporter to engage more in the marriage equality campaign, and also try to build a better communication in the LGBT community, because a lot of information right now in Taipei not exactly pass on around Taiwan, and especially some city or county, they don't really have an LGBT organization right now. So we try a lot of, try our best to do that. And also have done a lot of things in the international affairs. So we also try our best to spread the information internationally and let the international society understand more about Taiwan's situation.
Okay. In particular, it was previously expected that it'd be pretty straightforward, quite easy to legalize gay marriage in Taiwan, because, you know, the perception that Taiwanese society is quite progressive. Mm. But unexpectedly, you know, there was strong opposition from anti-gay groups starting last year.
Yeah.
And that led a lot of members of the DPP to backpedal on the issue of gay marriage. So do you think that this means Taiwanese society still has kind of a long path until realizing gay marriage? And also, what do you think can be done to change Taiwanese society?
Okay. First of all, I think, indeed, right now, I think in Asia, Taiwan is very progressive, especially in the gender area, not only LGBT, but also the men and the male and female equality issues. But we do also have a very strong traditional culture, just like the Chinese family around the world. We emphasize the family value a lot, and also the family is a very important thing in every individual people in Taiwan. So, yeah, we do face a very strong opposition at this moment. But in my perspective, I think that's because the people in the middle, they are not very familiar with LGBT life stories, and also they don't understand. And especially in our parents' generation, they don't have this kind of education system. So in terms of 20s generation, you can see a lot of younger generation, they think being gay or lesbian, they're totally fine with that. And transgender people also have more friendly study environment right now. So the concept in our younger generation is quite different. So I think the best way to change our parents' generation is also similar to our younger generation, is educate. So we are trying our best to make them understand more about the LGBT life stories and what their life looks like and what their family looks like, and what's the key points between the same-sex couple. I think that is love. Love is always the same, no matter your gender identity or your sexual orientation. So we are trying our best to do that. And I think once they understand what is the key value of the same-sex couples, they can support the marriage equality, and also they can understand more about the LGBT community.
So, you know, you talked a lot about tradition, and a lot of people who have made the argument against same-sex marriage in Taiwan have talked a lot about tradition, talking about Taiwan doesn't fit with these kind of values. So a lot of people have used the concept of Chinese tradition to say traditional Chinese culture doesn't define a family this way. And other people have used even, a lot of the opposition has come from Christians in Taiwan as well, who have used their own religion, their own traditions, as a way to argue against same-sex marriage. It's interesting because a lot of people make the argument as well that Chinese culture isn't necessarily the same thing as Taiwanese culture. And obviously, Taiwan is not a Judeo-Christian nation. What would you say to people who make the argument that gay marriage doesn't fit with traditional Taiwanese values?
I think because in the past, in any countries around the world, LGBT people are very invisible everywhere, not only in Taiwan, but also in other countries. And some countries, they already have legal rights for same-sex couples. So I think the main issue, as what I said before, the main issue is lots of people don't really understand LGBT. So deep in their heart, they might still think, oh, it's a kind of disease, or our children, if they learned something about LGBT, they will become the LGBT. They don't understand the sexual orientation is born this way. So in many countries' traditions, they don't have LGBT either. So, but it's not the excuse or not the reason that we can exclude this community outside our country system. So yeah, what we want to do is include this community and give them the full protection, legalize their rights, and also want to protect their families. Yeah, so. I think Taiwanese tradition care lots of social harmony. They don't like conflicts. They don't like to fight to each other. So I think include the same-sex couple into our government system. I think that's one of the best way to improve the social harmony, because you can make sure everyone in Taiwan can be protected by the government. That's a very simple idea.
So in that respect then, would you say that, for example, regarding attempts to try to push the government on the issue, we've seen the DPP kind of back away from that. So do you think that that's kind of an issue now? Because, you know, for example, the DPP, for example, Tsai Ing-wen did claim that she would legalize gay marriage once she became president. But Ke Jie-ming and Chiu Tai-san and other members of the DPP are much more reluctant about that. So do you think that a lot of the difficulties faced by the movement so far are also from the DPP, maybe as reflecting society?
I think both of them. Indeed, we are pretty disappointed by the ruling party's attitude right now. Because before the election, during the campaign, they used this issue to do the fundraising, and also they had a small video that says I support
That's
marriage
right.
equality. We didn't force them to do that. They did that by themselves. So of course, we was very happy to see that one of that is the first president candidate raise this issue and also say something very positive. Everybody, so that's why we have very high expectation to them. So right now, obviously we are very disappointed, but we also kind of understand why their attitude changed, because indeed we have lots of pressure toward the local legislators. So I think the reason they kind of backwards is because within the DPP, they haven't done well about education to the members of DPP. So lots of members in DPP, they don't really understand what is LGBT. So once they face the pressure, it's impossible for he or she stand up for something they don't really understand. So I think that is their problem, and also they haven't been very well prepared in this issue. But we are very willing to help them. However, I think they kind of stop and a little bit, of course, a little bit scared about a lot of protesters. So, but I still believe once our president, the leader of the DPP, if she say we are fully support this issue, or I think that is a very important step for Taiwan to become a progressive country. Once she say that, the supporters of DPP will go with her. Yeah, and they need to educate their people, their supporter, but they didn't do it until now. I'm hoping they will do that in the future.
You mentioned the protests last year, and we saw a lot of protests around this issue, some on the anti-gay marriage side, some on the pro-gay marriage side. Those were very big protests.
Yeah.
A lot of people came out in support. Now they've changed sort of from amending the law to from one man, one woman to marriage equality, now to thinking, okay, maybe we can create a separate institution. And you can see, like you said, they've kind of backtracked on it a lot. Opinion polls, though, that have come out over the past few years have really shown that a lot of Taiwanese favor this. Actually, a majority in some polls have shown that Taiwanese really favor this. What can be done to hold the DPP and Tsai Ing-wen accountable to their campaign promises? How can society push them on this issue?
I think the supporter of marriage equality campaign, usually they are maybe people under 40 years old, or like my parents, they have lots of progressive idea, but they are not very willing to participate in politics. So they are not really used to speak to their legislators or the government what they want. So I think people who support marriage equality needs to speak out more and more, not only to the government, the ruling party, but also to your friends and family. Because like what I say, lots of people don't understand the LGBT community, so they are kind of feel like this issue are very far from them. So they think that it's okay for me to be silent, or it's okay for me to be a little bit passive because it's not my business.
So talking more about where same-sex marriage legalization in Taiwan fits in internationally, because this is, like we said before, a issue that's got a lot of attention for Taiwan from media all over the world. A few years ago, the U.S. Supreme Court legalized same-sex marriage nationwide, and that was a big push for Taiwanese advocates. That was something that a lot of advocates of same-sex marriage in Taiwan looked to as an example of a country that had legalized. It was very big internationally. With the recent elections in the United States, the United States has started to take more of a conservative social value system, started to kind of push back on these progressive values. Does this worry you and other advocates for same-sex marriage in Taiwan that some of this progress might be rolled back and it might hurt the movement here?
I think I'm not that worried, but I know our government is a little bit worried about that because the conservative party wants means that people might support their issues more. And my friends in the president poll said Tsai Ing-wen indeed impacted by the Trump's victory because in the past the DPP usually want to be the progressive one in Taiwan. But looking around the world, the conservative parties in Europe and in the States won several times, so they do worry about that, and they think it's a, you know, universal like wave. So I know our government is a little bit worried. But I still believe we are still in the middle of the process. So in Taiwan, we only have 30 years of democracy system, and also people still learning what is democracy and what is civil society. We're still in the middle of the process. So I think that is still very far from us. And also, because Taiwan is very special, and we have very special international status, so I think it could be a little bit different from other countries' path. Yes, I still have a lot of faith in our country.
Mm. Along those lines, then, what do you think the international community can do to contribute to efforts to legalize gay marriage in Taiwan? Because paradoxically, you know, a lot of the anti-gay groups seem to have very strong ties to anti-gay groups in the United States and other countries. But you know, there's a lot of coverage from the international sphere about the possibility of gay marriage in Taiwan. Like, what do you think people could do more of to help out?
I think, because of our special status, so actually our government and our people are really focused on international attention. So I think that might be a very good point. That, for example, my another organization is Amnesty International. They have like global campaign at this moment. Actually, it's just started, I think, from yesterday. The General Secretary of local sectors around the world of AI, they will hand up will you say yes, Taiwan, and make a photo to support marriage equality. Yeah, because will you say yes is usually the English term in the wedding, and we will invite a different Taiwanese hand up, say yes I do, and we support the marriage equality. And that is the first time the AI internationally support a marriage equality campaign around the world. It's the very first time. So I think this is a very good example that the international society can help us achieve our goal, and also we can show the passed the marriage equality bill is not only for LGBT community, but also we have lots of other meanings, like we want Taiwan become a equal society in the future, and we believe in the freedom, and also we believe in gender. We want a more gender equality world in the future. And also, it's like international society's support. So I think you have lots of different meanings if we pass the marriage equality bill. Yeah, and also we saw lots of different videos from the overseas students around the world, not only from the state, also from the Europe, Australia, New Zealand. So lots of our Taiwanese people who not live in Taiwan, but also very care about our country's future. So use everything you can to show your support. I think that this indeed impact our government. And also I think you can also write email to our president Paul, and they can understand how many people support this issue.
So we talked a little bit about what other countries can do to help Taiwan to get this passed to legalize this. And kind of on the other side, what do you think that Taiwan can do to help to push forward these kind of campaigns all over Asia? Do you think that Taiwan can kind of set itself up as a progressive beacon here in Asia itself with this campaign?
Let me add one point to last the questions.
Sure.
Yeah, we also plan to invite different countries' representative, for example, like France, Germany, and also I think United States and also Canada have a open panel to discuss what's the situation before and after their marriage equality bill pass. The reason we invite the German representative is because Taiwan's like legal system is quite similar to the German ones. So because German right now they don't have the marriage equality, they only have like same-sex couples
civil partnership.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So it's a very like good excuse for our opposition that you see the German they are very progressive, but they don't have the gay marriage either. So we don't have to do that so quickly. Blah blah blah. But they will explain why, because the marriage definition one man one woman is in their constitution, but not in Taiwan. We are not have one man one woman. Words in our constitution, so it's easier for us to change compared with the German. So I think use the other countries' experience and especially the situation after the marriage equality bill passed can make people in Taiwan understand you don't have to worry too much, and this is the policy that only create love, but not hate. Yeah. So, I think that is another thing international society can help. I think the biggest impact that if Taiwan passed the marriage equality bill, we can prove one thing, that is the LGBT issue is not only in Western country. Is everywhere in any kind of culture, and also we can show people that especially in Asia we can. A lot of people ask me why Taiwan can have this progressive discussion here, and I always said this because we a democracy country, and also we are practicing the whole democratic things here, and because we have election, we also can speak out what we concerned, what we think is important. So our government are forced to be changed by people, and we are our civil society. Very active as well. So I think that is the reasons we can come here. We can go this point. So this is another thing I think we can make Asia countries understand more that LGBT issues is not only in the Western but also in Asia, especially in Chinese culture. Is we have plenty of different minority here, and also we can show that human rights is a very important issue as well.
So you just talked a little bit about the way that you can show that this is not just a Western issue, and that you can kind of use it as a way to show other Asian countries that this is possible in Asia. Do you think also that this is a way to, given Taiwan's unique international status, which you talked about as well, do you think that this is a way also that Taiwan can help differentiate itself from China?
Exactly. I think we are trying, in Taiwan, we are trying our best to let everybody around the world understand that we are not China. And also, the younger generation, especially after the Sunflower Movement, the younger generation tried to build up a more mature civil society and also discuss more about different human rights issues in Taiwan. So you can see lots of different like panel events every day and discuss about like labor rights, LGBT rights, and foreign labor rights. So I think passing the marriage equality bill indeed make us become more unique, and also we can let other countries understand that we are trying our best to be a progressive and also care about the human rights issues country. And that I think although right now the opposition make our supporter very like annoying and frustrated, and also right now we have like more violent situation and discrimination at this moment, because the conflict is strong. But in a long term, I think it's still a very good opportunity for us to practice how can we respect the people who have different ideas from us. And also we are also practicing that how could we like coexist with different people in the same society. So I think it's still a good journey, and it's a really good opportunity for us. Although it's a lot of pain, it's painful and also is very tired. But in the long term, I think it's a very good thing.
Lastly, what would you say to listeners, both international and from Taiwan, as kind of closing remarks?
Marriage equality is not the like destination of the LGBT rights. I think for me, it's the first step. Because of this campaign, we can see our society indeed exists discrimination. In the past, we are not aware of that, so obvious. So, for me, in my perspective, I think legalize the rights is the first step. Legalize our rights cannot change the discrimination or the people who have different ideas from us. But at least our government recognizes us, and also we have equal rights legally, but we still need to try very hard to do that. Educate. Education is the fundamental way to change our society. So we need to care about not only the marriage equality, but also the gender equity right now. Because our younger generation can accept the LGBT community so well that is all because we have very good gender equality education. But our opposition right now, they are trying to remove this education system from our fundamental education system. So it's a very big issue. Mm-hmm. And so in the future, if the marriage equality bill pass, we still need to protect the Gender Equity Act system, especially in our like elementary and in middle school system. That's why so we can keep our future LGBT young generation still have a very friendly and also very good resource education environment. As I think that is the other thing I want to highlight and make everybody understand.
That was Jennifer Liu on the current status of the marriage equality movement in Taiwan and the challenge it remains to face. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time on Radio New Bloom.
来去也是斗阵干一杯。